Okay, today is Gep Shah, but see how each of the Tanaim derived their Shita. I don't have a market today, Baruch Hashem, but I could use one. But we'll go from here. If you want. Okay, so the Gemara tells us, if you look at the Mishnah identifies a series of Chayvei Krisus that get Malkus. How many cases in the Mishnah involve Chayvei Mises Bezdin? Getting Malkus, the answer is zero. So the Gemara jumps on that right away. Chavi kris katani, chavi mis bezin lo katani. So apparently, masnisin money Rabbi Akiva hi. So the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva because there is a three-way machlokas, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yitzchak, regarding when do you get Malkus, and our Mishnah is clearly in the camp of Rabbi Akiva. D'tanya. Echor chavi krisus, ve echor chavi misis bezdin, yeshno bichlal Malkus arboim, Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, is whether you hold like both Chayvei Mises Bezdin and Chayvei Krisus get Malkus Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Okay, well, we'll illustrate that on the board in a moment. Rabosai, what's the case over here? What's the case that you're getting Malkus? Rashi, top Rashi. Rashi says, Yeshno Bichal Malkus Arboim, Hashta Salka Daitoch, Shim Hisru Bo, Misa Umalkus, Lo Kevames. So you got Hasra. Don't do this, because if you do this, you're going to get Misa, and if you do this, you're going to get Malkus. It's not a Chayvei Krisus. Chayvei Malkus. Then Rabbi Shmuel says you get both. So the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel is Chayvei Misos, Chayvei Krisos, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you get both. Where the Torah says, don't do this or else you're going to get killed. Don't do this or else you're going to get kares. If you got hasra for that avera, even aver misa, they said, don't do it or you get killed. Don't do it or else you get malchus. You'll get both. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you'll get both. That is the shita of Rabbi Shmuel. Does the Gemara as right now give a reason for Rabbi Shmuel?
No.
Then the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Chayvei Krisus Yeshno Bichal Malkus Arboim, Shim Osa Tshuva Bezin Shomala Mochilin Lahem. Chayvei Mises Bezin Eina Bichal Malkus Arboim, Shim Osa Tshuva Ein Bezin Shomata Mochilin Lahem. So Rabbi Akiva comes along and he says, for Chayvei Mises Bezin there is no Malkus, for Chayvei Krisus there is Malkus. Does Rabbi Akiva have a rationale?
Yes,
Rabbi Akiva would seem to have a rationale. What is the rationale for Rabbi Akiva? So this is a little tricky, but in the language of the Gemara says that kares, is kares an absolute punishment?
No.
Why? Because you might do tshuva. So kares is always hanging in abeyance. You might get it, but you might not get it. And therefore, since it is always hanging in abeyance, so you will get malchus for chayvei krisus. Masha Enkein, is Chayvei Mises Bezdin hanging in abeyance?
No.
Let's say you did tshuva.
Doesn't
make a difference. Bezdin doesn't step inside your heart, and therefore you're going to get Misa nevertheless, and as a result, so why don't you also get Malkus? Why don't you also get Malkus?
For what?
Chayvei Mises Bezdin. So apparently, there's something else going on over here. In other words, good, you can't do tshuva, so you're gonna get Misa. You're gonna get Misa, but get Malkus also. So look at Rashi over here. So Rashi writes over here, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Chayvei Krisus, im hisru bahen Malkus. You got Hasra for Malkus. Remember, the key is you always have to get what?
Hasra.
Yeshno bichlal Malkus. For kores, you're gonna get Malkus. Velokin. The ain kam yishum chayvei shtei rishoyos. And there's no problem of, listen to the terminology, it's going to come up later in the Gemara, mishum risha achas atamachai b'yitamachai mishum shtei rishoyos. You can get punished for one punishment, not two punishments. That's not true when it comes to chayvei krisus. Why not? So he says, the ain kam yishum chayvei shtei rishoyos, Shata Onso, Malkos Imhi Kares. Don't worry about that. Velama Einan Shtei Rishayos. Why not? Now, what would I have said right here?
You would have said it's
true. I would have said, because the din of Shtei Rishayos, I would have said, is the tin of shteira shas, I always thought, was like Beis Din can't give two punishments for one aveira. And therefore, is the tshuva factor really a factor? It's not a factor. Why? Because kares is not an onesh of Beis Din. But that's not correct. It's not correct. A person can only get one punishment for one aveira. And therefore what? Help me out of here. Just pshat gemara. Help me out of here. Therefore what? Therefore what? A person, in other words, how do you understand? There's this principle called Mishum Risha Achas Ata Machai V'Ata Machai Mishum Shtei Rishayos. Who is the Ata?
The person
Mishum Risha Achas Ata Mechaivo V'Ata Mechaivo Mishum Shtei Rishayos. Who's the Ata? I would have thought Beis Din. And if I think Beis Din, can I get Malkus for Chayve Krisus? Yes. Is tshuva a factor?
No.
Tshuva is not a factor because the problem of Shtei Rishayos is Beis Din can't give two punishments, but Kares, who's giving Kares? Hashem. Beis Din's giving one. Hashem's giving one. That should be no problem. So apparently it's not the pshat over here. What's the pshat over here? That Mishum Risha Achas Ata. Who's Ata Mechaiva? Not the person getting punished. I'll call it Ata means, I'll call Ata like Hashem, or I'll call Ata, the Torah will only impose how many punishments? One punishment. Now, watch this. So is he Chayv Kares?
Yes.
Is he going to get Kares?
No.
Don't say no.
Maybe.
The answer is maybe. The answer is maybe. The answer is maybe. Now, watch this. So, maybe. Can we give him Malkus if he might be Chai of Kares?
Yeah.
The answer is yes. But now that we gave him Malkus, is he Chai of Kares?
No.
L'chora, what should come out is he's not Chai of Kares. Why is he not Chai of Kares? Because Mishum Risha Achas Atam Achayv V'Atam Achayv Mishum Shtei Rishayos. If he gets Malkus, he's not going to be Chai of Chorus. Let's see if that fits in the words. Let's see if that fits. What?
So
what's the point when the Gemara says that he could do tshuva? What's the Gemara saying? What's really the Gemara saying? Is the Gemara saying he did tshuva?
No.
It's saying he could do tshuva. And therefore, what's the nature of the Chiv Chorus? It's a suffix. It's a suffix. And for a suffix punishment, can you give Malkus?
Yeah.
Yes. And now that you gave Malkus,
you're not going to give
what? You're not going to give Karis. He's not going to get Karis. Now, Rabosei, is this pshat in the Gemara? Why do I say this is not pshat in the Gemara? Because what did the Gemara not say a word of just yet? Risha Achas. The Gemara has not said Risha Achas. All the Gemara spoke about was Shim Asa Tshuva. In other words, Kares has a positive tshuva. Rashi is saying this pshat. I think this is what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying, let's see inside. Im hisrael malchus, yeshu b'chal malchus, lokin. V'ein kamishum chayv shtei rishayos. Why? Sh'aton shem malchus imi kares. V'lama ein on shtei rishayos. Lefi, listen to the words. Shiyocho liftar atzmo. Me onesh kares adei tshuva. Did he do tshuva?
Yeah.
He's yochol. It's a possibility. And therefore, since he's yachal aydei tshuva, mi bezin shel mala, aval chayve misos, einon bichlal malchus. But chayve misos, can they ever get malchus? The answer is, no. Why not? Because then, if you got what? If there'd be a chiv malchus and misa, then that's already a chiv vaday of misa, a chiv vaday of malchus. Yesh kan shtei peronios. Malchus u misa, u misi yilkeh, Sofo liharek. And if you gave Malkus, he would get killed. Nevertheless, why? Shafili yaset tshuva. Because even if he did tshuva, ein bezin shamala mochalin lois amisa. Bezin does not have the ability to do what? To be moichal and onesh misa. Who can be moichal and onshim?
Hashem.
But bezin cannot, which is interesting. There's a discussion in No Debi Yehuda. in one of the on one of the Tshuva Svarim. Let's say this guy was a murderer, and 20 years later we caught him, we found him, we have Adam, and we look at him now and he's like, he's the Rebbe of 100,000 Chassidim, and he's a big tzaddik, and he changed his ways. Changed his ways. You're going to give him Nisa? He'd be chayv Nisa. Forget statute of limitations. Yeah. He did tshuva. He clearly did tshuva. Would we give him Nisa? What? It sounds like you still give Misa. So the Nodavida has an interesting discussion about that. Why? Why would we give Misa? It seems to be a pashas. Could be because we don't. You never know. You never know. And therefore the Chiv Misa is not Nitan L'Mechila. Okay, that's Shitas Rabbi Akiva. Who's the third sheet over here?
Rabbi Yitzchak.
Rabbi Yitzchak is the third sheet. And what is Rabbi Yitzchak going to hold?
No Malkus.
You don't get Malkus for Chave Krisus. You don't get Malkus for Chayve Mises Bezin. Why not? So take a look at the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, you don't get, where's Rabbi Yitzchak? Where's Rabbi Yitzchak? Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Chayve Krisus Bichlal Hoyu, Veloma Yotzis Kores Ba'achoso, Laduna Bekores Velo Bemalkus. Rabbi Osai, do you understand Rabbi Yitzchak? Do you understand the Limud, how you get to Rabbi Yitzchak's position? So again, I just want you to learn how to learn Gemara. That's my goal here. Is this Pshat Gemara, Rabosai? There is a Rashi. I'm in Rashi. Got to work with Rashi. Rashi is your best friend. Rashi writes, Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Af Chai Ve Krisus Shehisu Bahen LaMalkus. Even if you got Asar for Malkus, Einam Bichlal Malkus. Why? Lefi Shekol Chai Ve Krisus Shel Arayus Bichlal Hoyu Dichsiv. What's Rashi quoting over here? He's quoting Psukim in Achremos. And if you look at Perek Yuches of Sefer Vayikra, at the end of Achremos, you have over here what is known as the Parshas Ha'arayos. And the Torah gives us all of the Arayos. Ervas bas eishas avicha, ervas bas bincha, bas pitcha, lo segaleh, all the Arayos. At the end of the parasha of Arayos, it says the following pasuk: "Kikol asher yaaseh mikol toevos ha'elam." What's this referring to? All of these psukim, v'nichrisu hanefashos ha'osos mikerav amam. What happens to the people who do these averas? Kores. You know what's something in the list over here? You know what's in this list? You know what's in this list? Don't sleep with your sisters, also in this list. Okay? Whole list, a lot of people over here. Good? Now, there's another pasuk. In Parshas Kedoshim, Perichof, Pasuk Yitzayim, it says, V'ish asher yikach es achoso. If a man takes his sister, even a half-sister, V'ra'ah es ervasa, and he revealed her erva, meaning they committed znus, v'nichrisu le'enei b'nei amon. What happens to her and him? Kares. I ask you the question. You just discussed achoso and all the arayas over there, you get kares. So why then do we have a separate pasuk about achoso that says another time, v'nichrisa? So how does Rav Yitzchak understand this extra? That's correct. So that's what Rashi says. Lama yotzis kares ba'achoso la'atzma. Dichsib ha'kedoshim tiyu v'ish ki kachas achoso la'dunu v'kares. L'kach shana v'kares shalahem lo'ma she'en b'hem onesh ela kares b'lvat. So that Rashi has, we have a drasha. You have general erva b'kares. And now a special pasuk identifying achoso uniquely b'kares. What does that tell you? That when it comes to all the others, they are exclusively kares and nothing else. Okay, so if I were to ask you, just learning Pshat Gemara, we have three sheets in Tanoim. What is the reason for Rabbi Yishmael?
We don't know.
What is the reason for Rabbi Akiva? Tshuva, and we'll use Rashi Kedei Rishasa, okay? Mishum Risha Achas. And what's the reason for Rabbi Yitzchak? Psukim Bachos. Fine. So we're left with a lacuna, and that is, what is Rabbi Shmuel's position? Rabbi Akiva has a logic, so I understand. Rabbi Yitzchak has a logic, so I understand. Rabbi Shmuel, I don't understand why you're getting Malchus all the time. Why, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you're always getting Malchus? Chavei Krisus, also Malchus. Chavei Mrs. Bezdin, also Malchus. Always getting Malchus. So says Rabbi Shmuel, my timer, what is the rationale why you're always getting Malchus? Now.
Could we read Rabbi Yitzchak's part inside again?
Nah. We could, but we're going to do it later. Okay. So now, the Gemara asks, therefore, right away, the question that the Gemara is bothered by is my time of Rabbi Shmuel. Now again, this is just grinding work in Pesukim, but it's really, really important. Dixiv. He quotes a Pasuk. What's this Pasuk talking about? You know, how do I know what this Pasuk is talking about? So you know what I have to do? I have to have a Chumash handy. It's an amazing thing. You have a Chumash handy. This is a Dvarim Chav Ches Nun Ches. The Pasuk says, and I want you to translate the words for me as we go. Says the Torah. As follows. Im lo tishmar laso says, kol divrei ha-Torah hazos haksuvim ba-sefer hazeh. So what's the key? What's the key words over here? If you don't, tishmor lasos. That's a funny language, no? Im lo tishmor lasos. So what happens if you don't listen to the Torah? The next pasuk says, I'm in the Gemara, but I'm looking at the Chumash as well. The next pasuk says, uksiv vihifla Hashem es makoscha. Which word do we recognize in that pasuk? Makos. But what word is a little confusing to us? Hifla. So the Gemara says, I don't know what that means. Hafla su eni yodea mahi. What does it mean, hafla? So the Gemara says, well, let me look somewhere else. Where am I looking elsewhere? I'm looking at Dvarim Chavhei. And if I look at Dvarim Chavhei, it says over there, V'pilu hashovit v'kol ofanav. So what is hipilu? Hipilu is a language of hifla. And it says makoscha v'pilu. So what must be? Hipilu means hafla zumalkis. So now, Hefla is at Malchus. Now back to the Pasuk. Listen to the Pasuk. Im lo tishmar lasos, if you don't listen to the Torah, what happens to you? You get Malchus. Simple. So if you don't listen to the Torah, you get Malchus. So what do you get Malchus for? Anytime! You don't listen to the Torah, you get Malchus. What does anytime mean? Chayvei Krisus. Chayvei. Misos. What else does it mean? What about if I don't put on tefillin? Is that called not listening to Torah? Yeah, that's called not listening to Torah too. So I should get Malchus for that. I should get Malchus any time I don't listen to Torah. Any time. Imlo tishma laso. So the Gemara now says, wait a second. Slow down. Slow down. He says, ihachi, ihachi, chayve asenami. So let's say I didn't put on tefillin. Do I get Malchus for that? So slow down. It says, Im lo tishmor. What does Im lo tishmor mean? And I'm emphasizing lo, and I'm emphasizing the word tishmor. See, Ukud Rabbi Abin, Om Rabbi Loi. Om Rabbi Abin, Om Rabbi Loi. Kol makom shenemar, hishemar, pen va'al. Four key words. Hishemar, pen, al, lo. If the Torah uses any one of those four words, those are key words for lo tases. So the only time you're going to get Malchus is when? If you're a lo tase, not if you're an ase. Years ago? Nah, but we'll say that joke. Rav Willig was once here, and they asked him, Q&A, can you go to secular college? It's a pasuk in Mefurish. He's shamar l'chapen. Lo tase. Shamar is a lashon. Lo tase. Pen's lashon. He's shamar l'chapen. That was his line. He coined it here. Said it over many times afterwards. But anyway. So Damar Rav Abin, Amar Rav Eloi, Kol Makom Shemar, Hishomer Pen Va'al, Eina Ela Lo Tase. Okay, good. So now, do you get malchus for failure to wear tefillin?
No.
Do you get malchus for failure to, for chayve krisus?
Yes.
For chayve misus?
Yes.
For lav she'en bo maisa?
Seemingly,
yes. Ihochi lav she'en bo maisa nami? So says the Gemara, lasos ksif. Lasos ksif. Meaning what? It has to have a maisa. Yafeh. Aye, but what about a lav she'en nitak la'ase? Remember what lav she'en nitak la'ase is?
There's an ase connected to it.
So the Gemara says something amazing. Aye, lav she'en nitak la'ase, nami, dumya de lav de chasima. What is that? What is that? And that's like the title of today's Mar Makomos. Like, what is that? Dumya de lav de chasima. What is that? So Rashi says, Dumya de lav de chasima, shehu kosuv eitzel parashas malchus. So once again, I gotta look at these little letters over here. These little letters take me to a pasuk. Oh, so I'm going to Parshas Kisetze, Perek Chof Hei, Pasuk Aleph through Dalet. Listen to the psukim. They might sound familiar to you. Ki yeriv bein anashim v'nikshu el hamishpat. People fighting, they go to mishpat ushfatum, and there's a judgment. V'zdiku es hatzadik v'yeshu es harasha. V'haya im din hakos harasha. And who gets? And what happens? You're going to give malchus to the rasha. V'hi pilu hashofet. That's the puzzle we just said. V'hi ko lefanav kedei rishasa b'mishpat. You're going to give the rasha malchus. Now remember, what did we learn this morning on that Beis and Beis? This was a remez le'edin zomen haTorah. A remez. What's the puzzle really speaking about? It's talking about malchus. This is the parsha of malchus, and it says, how many malchus do we give?
40.
Arbor miyakenu lo yosif. 40 and no more. Okay. V'nikla achicha le'enecha, and your brothers shall be last in everyone's presence. Now watch this. Then the pasuk says, "Oh, by the way, while we're talking about this, lo sachsam shor b'disho samach." What does samach mean?
End.
Huh? Parshas Malchus, 40 lashes, no more, and don't muzzle your animals. So says the Gemara, what is this doing over here? The answer is, what kind of lav is lav de chasima, don't muzzle your animal? Is it a lav hanita glase?
No.
It's not a lav hanita glase. And therefore, the only time you're going to get malchus is when?
When it's not a lav
shanita. It's when it's dumya de lav de chasima. Since lav de chasima is not a lav hanita glase, you don't get malchus with lav hanita glase. Now the Gemara says a $1 million question. And this is critical. Hashta da'asis la'achi? Now that you made this last point of lav de'chasima, yeah. Kul hu nami dumi de lav de'chasima. You know why you don't get malchus for not putting on tefillin for assays? Because in order to get malchus, you have to be dumi de lav de'chasima. You know why you don't get malchus for lav shembo maisa? Because you have to be dumi de lav de. Chasim, you don't want you don't get malchus for lav anita glase because you're not dumya de. And if now you ask, someone asks you, why do you get malchus for lavim? What's the answer? You only get malchus. There's a paradigmatic lav. What is the paradigmatic lav? Lo sachshim shor b'disha. How did it become so paradigmatic? Because it's like out of nowhere in the middle of parshas hamalchus. So in order to chayv malchus, you have to be dome to that paradigmatic lav. Lav de chasim. Now, is lav de chasim a chayv karis? No. Is it chayv malchus? Is it chayv Mrs. Bezdin?
No.
So what this Gemara is saying, though, is in the nature, not in the onesh, but in the nature of the lav, how it's violated, without an associated assay, with a maisa, etc., What's the din? That's your paradigmatic lav. Back to Rabbi Shmuel. So essentially, what does Rabbi Shmuel tell you? What's his din? What's his source? What's his halacha? Is that Yechayev Malkus for any lav, as long as that lav is Dumya de lav de chassin. Now, what I wanted to discuss today in the Iyum part of Shir is the following issue. In order to be Chayev Misa, Misa's Bezdin, what do you need? Yeah, that's true. But what do you need from the Torah's point of view? Meaning, from the Chumash, what do you need?
A pasuk.
What do you mean?
You need two psukim, right?
You need two psukim. Azhara
and
an onesh. You need an azhara, and you need an onesh. Tell me what that means, because for those of us who don't know what
warning
I'm talking about.
And a punishment.
What do you mean a warning? What do you mean a warning?
Something
you need a injunction.
Yeah.
Don't do malacha on Shabbos. Lo sasa malacha biyom haShabbos. That's called the azhara. And then what else do you need? And then you need mechalaleh. Almost you must. And then you need an onesh. What about by krisis? What do you need by krisis? You need the parshas arayas. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't do that. And then anyone who does any of the above, the nichrisa. How many times in the Chumash does it say? Give me some examples of people that get malchus. You eat nevela, you get malchus. You eat a shkatz and ramasim, you get malchus. You mechalel yontif, you get malchus. What do you need for chiv malchus? What do you need for chiv malchus? All you need is you need an azhara, and then you have Rabbi Shmuel's limud. If the nature of the azhara is dumya de lav de chasima, then you're going to get malchus. Then you get malchus. Now, I have a question I want to discuss with you tomorrow. It's a little off topic, but it's on topic. And here it goes. You're a counter of mitzvahs. And you have a mesorah from somewhere. Someone told you. They whispered in your ear, based on a gemara at the end of Maseches Makos. How many mitzvahs are there in the Torah? 613. Now I want to know, you're a counter of mitzvahs. Are you counting? How are you counting mitzvahs? Are you counting Shabbos as a mitzvah? Not doing malach on Shabbos, you count it as a mitzvah?
Why not?
Why not? Are you counting getting killed, getting skila for chilul Shabbos as a mitzvah? Are you counting that too? Would you count it or not? Well, whose mitzvah is it if you're going to bezin? So, do you count it as one of the mitzvahs?
Wouldn't there just be a general rule to like punish people?
Okay, so it's a good point. So, I think I'm going to put out there the following three possibilities. Possibility number one, everyone is going to agree that there's a mitzvah called Shabbos, there's a mitzvah called Yontif, there's a mitzvah called sleeping with your sister. Everyone's going to agree that those are the Azhara is for sure a mitzvah. That's going to be meaning a mitzvah's lotas. Thank you for that. Okay, everyone's going to agree those are isurim. Okay, and those get counted in minyan mitzvahs. Those get counted in minyan mitzvahs. What about the onesh? Three possibilities. One possibility is what Yitz suggests, and maybe that is, there's one mitzvah, we'll call it a mitzvah on Beis Din, laha'anish onesh haro'i lo. One mitzvah. And in our minyan ha-mitzvahs will count it as one mitzvah. That's one possibility. One mitzvah. What's the other extreme?
Each one.
Every single one is a separate mitzvah. So, meaning the onesh for skila for Shabbos, and for skila for Avodah Zarah, and Sreifa for Bas Kohen Shezinsa, and chenek for a ish she committed znus, a separate punishment for every. And then there's an intermediate possibility. What's the intermediate possibility?
Makos is all one.
Is, well, before we get to Makos, what about Misa? It's not Onesh haroiloi, but how many habimises bezna are there?
Four.
So skila, sreifa, herig, v'chenek is going to be counted as one mitzvah total. And Marcus is a fifth one. So tomorrow I want to explore that a little bit. It's going to be very relevant to how we understand this halacha of dumi d'la d'chassima. And so today we focus just on pshat in these three sheets in Tanoim. But the din of Rav Yishmael is going to be critically, critically important. And then tomorrow we'll look at this little discussion of minyan mitzvos, and we will plow forward. Have an excellent day.
Can you just say it's